So I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. It was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
Spend your tax refund on state minimum coverage from Safe Auto to keep you legal and protect you in case of an accident. Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO. Drive safe. Spend less.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on a
ring. Oh,
parade. But
Dan still got
afraid.
That Barry White voice.
Yep.
This rover.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello.
Crossed over. If I never have a
you ought to try to pick up all the radio narrative work like James Earl Jones does.
Oh, yeah.
While you got there. You ought to call every producer with that voice and go, I'm available for work.
And then all of a sudden it goes away, and I walk back. I walk in and go,
Hi.
You're the same guy that called
us? You're fired.
The other thing you want to do with that voice is call every girl who ever turned you down and you haven't seen for a while and talk dirty to her in that voice.
Yeah. Hey, baby, how you doing?
There you go. Man, I used to work with a guy. He was a newsman, and he had one of the most incredible voices I've ever heard. And he did that late at night. I worked at a radio station, and he did the news at night. And so it was pretty boring between newscasts. He'd call and talk dirty to women. I'm serious. In that voice.
This
was before caller ID. So, but I go back there in the newsroom, and and I can't say what he said, but it was graphic.
Oh, dirty.
How'd you like for
me to put this
there.
In there.
Yeah, exactly. And they loved it. I said, I can say his first name. He's probably passed away. His name was Carmen. And I said, Carmen, how do you get away with that? He says, let me tell you something, pal. He says, they love it. He says, they can't get enough of it when old Carm calls. And he had a list of women who literally had said, hey, Carm, you get some downtime, call and talk dirty to me. It was just that kind of voice. Dan, use it before you lose it. That's all I can tell you.
Yeah.
How do you feel? You feel okay? You look horrible.
Yeah, I feel great.
Horrible. Yeah, you look terrible.
Oh, it's a great joke. One of my favorites. That is one of my favorites.
If anybody said, what's Dan's favorite joke, I'd say that's it.
I'm
at the top of the list. But you feel okay. It's just one of those things where you sound weird, but you feel okay.
I do. I feel fine. And I went to the doctor today to find out because my ears were getting so clogged.
Did he tell you what I told you? Head cancer?
Yeah. Yeah, he did. Yeah. He said, I have good news and bad news. Good news, your ears are clear. Bad news is head cancer. But no, I went in and I thought, I have got to get my ears cleaned out. I couldn't get them opened up. And they said, no, your ears are clear. It's just the congestion going into your ears.
You know what? Let me tell you something. It doesn't sound, and look, I know people, they're undergoing a chemotherapy. I understand that. And so this sounds petty. There's something about your ears being closed up that drives you crazy. It drives you insane.
That.
If you can't hear out of an ear, you just start going nuts.
I've had that just with wax buildup, and luckily most of the time I can get it fixed with the hydrogen peroxide. But it's such a horrible feeling.
And today
it throws off your
balance. It's not even like if one of your eyes you scratch the cornea and you can't see very well. That doesn't seem to screw with you the way your ear does.
No, screws your whole equilibrium up.
Yeah.
You get up and you're
careful, Dan. You almost fell over. Talking.
I know. Oh,
you almost
careful.
Lost your balance. There.
Wow.
Be careful. Welcome.
They're okay now. They're. I can hear fine now. It's really strange.
They didn't clear anything out, but now you hear fine.
Yeah, they didn't. They didn't clear anything out. It's just. And he told me to take Sudafed. So I have to get Sudafed.
Don't buy too much. I'll think you're making crystal meth.
I know.
You'll be a suspect.
Don't you have to sign something?
I don't know. I don't buy Sudafed. I don't know.
I'll have to
check on that.
Yeah, I'll let you know.
Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. It's going to be a great day. I can tell it's going to be a great day. We're going to take a lot of phone calls today, and we got a lot of fun stuff. I got stuff rolling around in my head that I want to talk about, and I'm sure you do too. It is such a good day after a lousy start, and I think you've all had days like that. You folks, it just seems like nothing's going right, and then all of a sudden it turns, and everything's okay. I had a resolution to a big problem I've been having with the H&R people at the union I belong to. It took 10 days to resolve the simplest problem. The simplest problem was driving me nuts. Couldn't sleep. You know, it's over. It's over. So you're in for a good show. As always, we'll have a great joke for you. We have Joe Hipperson coming in today because it's Tuesday. The CDs, the DVDs are out. I have yet more follow-up information regarding the Oscars and Seth MacFarlane. But as we always do, and I apologize for yesterday. Our phones were all screwed up, and that's never happened before. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, it happens a lot.
Let's take a lot of calls today to make up for it.
Real quickly, we just ran it after the news, and I notice management at the station is still running the commercial for the cameras in the studio with McGraw, where it says it's like it's TV on the radio. Now, how many? Was 2 weeks we pointed this out? At least.
Yeah.
It's not TV on the radio. And here, listen, management, attention. if you're listening, and we know you're not, it's not TV on the radio. Okay, it's radio on TV. When you put cameras in the studio, you're broadcasting video of the radio show. So it's radio on TV. Hello? Anybody you know, it sounds stupid. And I get emails from listeners going, hey, don't they know how stupid that sounds? So let's see how much longer this will take to fix that and recut it.
Dan made a good point, though, off the air, that they'd have to pay the guy that did it to redo it. So it may never get fixed.
He's a salaried staff member.
No, not that voice guy.
Oh, it's a different. Then let's have somebody else redo it.
Yeah. So,
or like the Joel Clark thing, just jump in and go. It's like,
my goodness,
it's
radio on the TV. I can do it with my new voice.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, here's what's interesting about that commercial. The guy goes, "This is Dan Tullis, and I'm speaking with now. Think about this: if you're on the phone with a guy, and let's say I'm on the phone with Dan Strauss, and Peon, I say to you, this is Frank Opinion, and I'm speaking with Dan Strauss.
Right.
He wouldn't, if he were on the phone, he wouldn't say that way. That's an automated, Dan, yeah. Tell me about, and then the guy, well, Frank, I say you got a guy with high blood pressure and diabetes, and then how could somebody in the recording session not have said, you know, that little director switch, they go, Dad, when you say, can you give me an example, could you try to make it not sound like you're reading it? You know, can you give me an example? How did somebody not go, let's do that again. Let's do it again and try to sound more like, can you give me an example? Yeah, okay, let me try it again. Can you give me an example? Perfect. Yeah, that's it. Perfect. Burke segment. Do we have anything?
Yeah, I got one quick thing.
All right, here's Eon the Peon, nephew of a man whose rental cottage was completely washed away in Hawaii just a few days ago.
Poor Uncle Harry.
Uncle Harry, what do you have?
I saw the show today on Spike TV, and I'd never seen it before, and I want to share it with everybody because it was quite entertaining. There's a show on Spike TV. It's called Repo Games. And what it is they have a repo company that is going to pick up somebody's car anyway because they're behind in their payments or whatever. So they have the tow truck there and everything. But before they take the car away, they bring whoever's car it is outside. And this guy is the host, and he gives them – they have five questions. And if they get three of the five questions right, they get to keep their car.
What?
Yes. So it's like a trivia game. They ask these people five questions, and if they get three out of five right, they won't pull their car away. But, like, if they get one wrong, the tow truck, like, lifts the car, like, halfway up. Like, yes. So it's very entertaining. It's called Repo Games, and it's on Spike TV.
Repo
It was very funny. It was
you know what I
I've
tried to watch, and I gave it about 10 minutes last night, and then I stopped just at the point where the vomit was coming up. The Bachelor.
Oh.
Why would you even try
who
watching
could
that?
Watch this? And they've got this intimate setting where, you know, she's cradled up against his shoulder and they're talking as if nobody's around. There's a camera right in front of them. There's nothing that's reality about this show. I mean, it's just...
Oh, my goodness. I can't believe you even tried to watch it.
Did your wife watch it? No, it was an act. I was flipping around and I stopped. I thought, what's this show? Oh, it's this Bachelor. And I just thought, who could watch
it? Did you call McGraw?
No, I didn't have to. I'm sure he was watching. What else?
Yeah.
What, you have anything
that
else?
That was it. That was
all right, Dan, you have anything?
No, I have nothing.
All right, let's close it out. The Burke segment is officially closed. Now, there's still a lot of talk about the Oscars and Seth MacFarlane, blah, 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 blah. Let me ask you guys a question. I think this is pretty interesting. What do you think is the most watched movie of all time in the history of movies? I didn't know this, but once I heard thought, okay, you know what? That makes sense. I buy it.
I don't even question it.
The most watched movie in the history of the movie business.
Wow.
It's actually, when you hear it, it's easy. You go, oh, of course. What do you think it was?
I mean, you would think like Casablanca, but no, I'd throw that out.
A Wizard of Oz.
Bingo.
Oh,
Wizard of Oz.
Wow.
The most watched movie in history is The Wizard of Oz. Now, check this. Oh, you know what? We'll take calls, too. Jump in here today. We've got to make up for yesterday when the phones weren't working. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. Daniel Day-Lewis is said by many people, they sort of say essentially that he is the best actor of today's, the best real actor, okay, like an Olivier or somebody like that. He has three Oscars. They mention two other men who have three Oscars, and then there is one person, and it could be male or female, who has four. Who do you think has four? Do you have any idea?
Oh,
no.
Katharine Hepburn.
Wow.
Now,
I never guess that.
Three people have three. They are Daniel Day-Lewis, Jack Nicholson, and you'll never guess the other one.
Jack Nicholson.
Walter Brennan.
Walter Brennan?
Yes. Now, what's interesting, Walter Brennan died September 21st, 1974. I was a young guy just starting out in the business, and I had a chance to interview Walter Brennan the day before he died, September 20th. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, September. Whoa. I actually went on the air for the first time. This is true. September 4th, 1970. It was the first time I spoke on the radio. It was at WSIE 88.7 FM, on your FM dial, SIU Edwardsville. And so that was September 4th. September 20th. I interview Walter Brennan. He dies the next day, just like the Brando thing.
Did you talk to him as long as you did Marlon Brando?
No, not quite as long. Yeah. But I did get to talk to him about having three Oscars. I'll play a little bit of what he had to say. And for you folks like Peon who are too young, do you even know who Walter Brennan was? I mean,
not really. I mean, just from
you guys
talking about him.
Here's the best way to describe him. He was a guy who played an old guy even when he was in his 30s.
Yes.
He was still, because he was in an accident and he lost most of his teeth.
Oh, what's his name? From Cocoon.
Oh, well, Wilford Brimley.
Wilford Brimley.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
He always played older than he
Wilford
was.
Wilford Brimley at 50 look 75.
Yeah, and Cocoon, he was only like 50-something, and he looked like he was
75.
Late 70s. Yeah.
So Walter Brennan was always played the part of a prospector or a sidekick or, you know, the guy in the bar in the Western who was playing cards. He was never a villain. He was just sort of either funny or just that guy. And he was in, by the way, 230 movies and TV shows, Walter Brennan. Died at 80. And I asked him about that elite group he was in of people who had three Academy Awards. Here's a little bit of what he said.
Yeah, well, you know, Frank, I don't ain't many people got the Three Academy Awards. Yeah, I'm one of them. I tell you what, he's going to end up having three. That Jack Nicholson, or whatever his name is, he's gonna be good. And as a young guy, yeah, I don't know much about him. Daniel Day-Lewis or something like that. Yeah, he's going to be pretty good. Did you ever get to see my show, The Real McCoys?
Yes, I did, Mr. Brennan. I watched The Real McCoys with Richard Crenna and you, and I thoroughly enjoyed it.
And I appreciate that. And we need to wrap this up. I'm not feeling very well. Cut the tape.
And that's when I realized something wasn't right. The late Walter. How about that?
Yeah.
He was so cordial.
I don't think with a voice like that, he could have been a bad guy.
No. And he also couldn't have played the part of like a young Jimmy Stewart part, because when you sound like this, you sound like you're 100 years old. So I don't care if you're 30 or whatever, when you go to the casting call, and they, okay, read this part. This is the part of Jimmy. And you go, honey, what's for dinner? Going into work the other day. No, Mr. Brennan, here, I tell you what, read this part of the 80-year-old guy. How about, and he got those parts. And he had, he lost a lot of teeth in an accident as a young guy. So he was able, you know, when they don't have their teeth in, they got that gum look, you know what I'm talking about? He had that naturally. So he was able to really pull off, and his hair thinned at a young age. He made a great living being an old guy even when he was young.
Yeah.
And I think you're right. Brimley is the only other guy I can think of where that's also kind of the case. So, Walter Brennan, 3 Academy Awards. Hepburn, 4. Lewis, 4. Nicholson, 4. Here we go, 314-969. KTRS, toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. Call us up. We don't care. Hey, if you've never called before, call. We'll get to know each other. It's a great day. It's going to be. We're going to miss, aren't we, some of that weather.
Oh,
they thought we were going to get.
I think so, yeah.
We're going to miss a lot of it, I think. Today is the, and this
foggy
will,
today, though. Yeah, and we're going to be on the outskirts, I think. I mean, they said like an inch of wet snow, maybe. Yeah, so, but not as bad as everybody else. Yeah,
like Troy and Bowling Green, it's not that far from here. They're getting like up to 6 inches of snow, I think.
If you occasionally need something to remind you how fast time goes by, we'll make this one of those days. It was 1 year ago today the George Zimmerman Trayvon Martin thing happened. That has been a year.
Yeah.
That just doesn't seem like that's possible. We're going to take a break into a little business. We come back, and I'm going to share with you a story in the news that you won't hear about on the mainstream news, because it's a pretty painful story to listen to. But then I'm going to read it, and you help me try to figure out what I might be missing about what happened to this guy. It has to do with a bicycle accident, and I'm having a tough time understanding what really happened to this guy. We'll leave it at that. It's a very painful story to listen to, and let's just say it has to do with a guy who's riding a bike, and he went to go down on that pedal, and the seat came off, and there's that rod, that metal thing, and boom, down he went on that into the Phil sphincter area of your body. So it's a pretty brutal story. American Equity Mortgage has a phone number that is similar to 2 or 3 other mortgage companies' phone numbers. That's not by coincidence. The other people deliberately got those numbers to try to confuse you, but they don't know who they're dealing with when they're talking to the large morning show and the afternoon audience. Not stupid people. You're not going to fall for that. You know that one number, 314-878-9999, puts you in touch with American Equity Mortgage. You know you can also get them online at AmericanEquity.com. And I hope you know this is really interesting. Once we get a little more time sometime, I'll tell you about what I'm going through with my daughter, because anybody with kids who watches them really go out on their own, and it wasn't that long ago for you, Peon, it's really fun to watch them try to figure out things that we've dealt with forever and ever and ever, like mortgages and insurance and car
payments. He's paying bills for the first time.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. She's facing maybe a possible move again, and there's some things that she asked me, and I just go, Now you're a college graduate, and they don't, but they don't. We've talked about it. They don't cover that.
They never teach you any of that stuff.
And one of the things they never teach you about, and you never hear the word mortgage in school. They don't.
No,
that'll be a course in that.
They're starting to teach.
There is. Angela and I did a first time home buyers class in at a community college. The sad part is, you have to go to like a community. It's not part of the regular curriculum anywhere.
My daughter's
Should be.
Your daughter's taking what?
Taking
life
a
course?
Personal finance life course in high school right now, and they have like a mortgage. They have a set money that they're making that they're bringing in and everything, and they have to pay the bills. They have to go through. It's really cool.
Yeah, but my daughter's smart. She has a college degree, and she did really well. But when she asked me things like, seriously, this was a question not long ago, Dad, what is interest?
Yeah.
And so I did my best to explain it to her what interest was, and then what is a deduction, and what does that mean, a deduction? And then she'll say, am I going to get money back, or am I going to end up paying money? And I said, well, I don't know. We have to wait until your taxes are done. But they don't teach you things like mortgage. They don't talk about leasing versus buying something. But most of you who are listening by now have figured out just by living what a mortgage is. You probably have one. If you do have one, make the most of it. It's a great vehicle to get somebody in a home before they can pay cash for the home, but it's also a great vehicle for borrowing money for other things. Yes, it's a mortgage for paying off your house, but boy, is it good to have when you need money for something. Let's say you want to buy a car. Say you want to go to Johnny Londoff and buy yourself a brand new Tahoe, and you want to pay cash for it. That's called a home equity loan. You use that equity to borrow money the smart way. The smart way is the lowest interest you can possibly pay on a loan. That's a smart loan. Dumb loan is the highest interest you can pay. That would be credit card. And that's all that is. When you use a credit card, you're borrowing money. It's a loan till you pay them back. And a lot of people get caught up there. And it's easy to do. I did it. My wife and I did it when we were younger. You max them out. You're caught up in that cycle and you can't dig out. Well, let them help you dig out at American Equity Mortgage. They've done this for a long time. The average customer saves $640 a month. Just boom, right off the bat. $640 clean and clear in your pocket you didn't have before. Some people save more, some less, but the average is $640. Go online, check it out, or call them. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999.
Time for a look at traffic. Here's Jim Weiland.
Thanks a lot, Dan. Well, really, there's no incidents to speak of. We just have volume that's building pretty slow on westbound 64, Clayton Warson, as you round that bend through Lindbergh, and then a little heavy again between 270 and Mason going towards the Blanchett Bridge. You're slow at the Earth City Expressway on westbound 70. And southbound 270 just looks like we're just starting to get a bit busy now. Manchester down through Doherty Ferry. This traffic report is brought to you by Allstate. You can't prevent the unexpected, but you can prepare for it with an Allstate agent. They'll help you get the right protection at the right price. Are you in good hands? From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Coming up on the next Steve Cochran Show.
Wednesday on the morning quickie, looking forward to having you here. I want to remind you again, tell your friends every day, and it doesn't cost you a dime. We should really charge, but from 10 to noon, we'll bring you everything in the world in politics, news, sports, pop culture. Look, some of it's nonsense, but it's pretty listenable. One of my top five favorite shows.
The Cochran Show, weekday mornings at 10, the Big 550, and KTRS.com.
If you've settled a lawsuit, waiting for those tiny settlement checks every month is like a slow form of torture. A little bit of money comes dribbling in, but it's not nearly enough to cover your bills. So the pain of being in debt just keeps getting bigger and bigger. But now you can end the wait by getting the cash you need in one lump sum payment. For free information to see how much cash you can get, call Peachtree Settlement Funding now at 1-800-900-9954. You can get the cash you need in one lump sum. Cash you can use to pay off your credit card debt, pay your monthly mortgage payment, or pay any other bills that are piling up. So stop waiting for those tiny monthly payments from a lawsuit you settled. Find out how you can receive a lump sum payment to get the money you need. For free information, call Peachtree Settlement Funding now at 1-800-900-9954. 1-800-900-9954.
The fastest selling cane on national television is the cane that stands alone. The Hurricane.
I love it. When I go shopping, I can let it balance while I get stuff off the shelf. When I reach down, my cane is right there where I left it.
The Hurricane is the all-terrain cane. Sand, gravel, snow, the Hurricane keeps you on the go.
It gives me more stability.
The Hurricane goes everywhere you go. And when you need it, it's out in seconds. And the proprietary pivot head gives you more stability at any angle.
A lot of people stop and ask, oh my gosh, where do you get a cane like that?
Right now on this station, we're offering our best deal ever. Get the Hurricane for an historic price, now with free shipping. To unlock our best value, just call 1-800-300-6286. That's 1-800-300-6286. 1-800-300-6286.
You can't beat G&W Meat. That's G&W Bavarian Style Sausage Company, a family-owned St. Louis tradition since 1965. G&W makes over 30 varieties of sausage on-site in South City. Stop by the full-service meat market for old-fashioned service and a free Bavarian beverage while you shop. G&W has been the place to get your deer processed separately during deer season, and now they offer venison summer sausage and deer sticks made from farm-raised deer for sale year-round. G&W Bavarian Style Sausage Company has been serving St. Louis for over 48 years. G&W's famous bratwurst is served at Grant's Farm and inside Gus's Pretzels. Plus, G&W sausage can be found throughout St. Louis at supermarkets, meat markets, convenience stores, and restaurants. Visit the shop Tuesday through Saturday at 4828 Parker Avenue, just off Kings Highway, one block south of Filer, or shop online at gwsausage.com. That's G&W Bavarian Style Sausage Company. You can't beat G&W meat.
When R&R Sanitation says they'll drop off a porta potty anywhere in the region, they're not kidding. They once dropped off a porta potty on the corner of a parade route. That's what you get with R&R Sanitation. Service, reliability, dependability, they're clean, and they're bigger, which makes them cleaner longer, which means you don't spend as much money servicing them. R&R Sanitation, St. Louis owned, St. Louis operated. They're the best. Having some work done on the house? Are you in charge of a charitable event? Maybe a construction firm? The point is, R&R Sanitation porta potties, 314-776-4000. They're bigger, they're better, and they're made better, which means they're better porta potties. And I know you're laughing. Really? Is he selling porta potties? Yes, I am, because there's nothing worse than having a bad porta potty. That's why you need R&R Sanitation, 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. They want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation.
Forward, so does the rest of the economy. CSX trains are the most cost-efficient way to move goods to market. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
Target Talk St. Louis, Sundays from 6 to 7:30 p.m. is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton. Host Stephen King, NRA certified shooting instructor, discusses the world of firearms from competition to firearm safety. Every week, Stephen will take your calls and have guests from around the world of firearms. Target Talk St. Louis, live from 6 to 7:30 p.m. every Sunday. Target Talk St. Louis is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton on the Big 550 KTRS.
I got sunshine on a cloudy day, my girl.
I got sunshine.
You know what I always had trouble with is, and tell me, Peon, I'm sorry to exclude you, but sometimes you're just too young for the conversation. The Four Tops and the Temptations. I always get these confused. And I hear a song.
Who's saying what?
Yeah, like, that's the Four Tops. No, it's the Temptations. Oh, that's the Temptations. Now, this, I believe, is the Temptations.
That's it.
Correct?
Yep.
I always got them confused, too. There's like three or four of them.
Well, it's easy to do because if you remember, if you ever watched them perform, they all wore those real loud suits and they did that choreographed dance together.
Yeah.
And their songs were very similar. All right. I have equipment malfunction, and hopefully it'll be fixed momentarily. So bear with us here. Usually what happens is I have the names of the callers on the screen, but my screen froze, and I had to reboot this stuff. It's going to take a while. So until we get that done, I think I know that the first guy up is John. And before John speaks, let me throw the numbers out because we'd love to hear from you. 314-969-KTRS, toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. John, what's up?
Oh, not much. How are you, Frank?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Oh, I'm AM and the PM, of
course. Well, that means you're doing great. What's going on?
Yeah, I was talking about that show on Spike, and there's another show on there that cracks me up because it's so cartoonish. It's 1,000 Ways to Die, and they do all these reenactments of how people have died so stupidly.
Oh, yes. I think I've seen a couple episodes of that.
Yeah, I don't like the reenacted simulated stuff. For some reason.
They make it so funny. Like I said, it's almost cartoonish how they make these people act. You know, it's just, you know, it's not for real. And you even question, is this a real way to die?
But apparently they have proof. These are cases where people died these weird ways.
So they're not.
Oh, yeah.
So it's always something like a spontaneous combustion or something. It's not car wrecks.
No, it's usually someone doing something they shouldn't be, like, you know, drinking and, you know, playing with firearms or, you know, some guy stalking some woman. Like, the one that sticks out of my mind, he's stalking this woman, and she's, like, undressing in her bedroom, and he's, like, a peeping Tom outside while the window's open. He sticks his head in, you know, to leer at her even better, and then the window comes down and, like, severs his spinal cord and kills him.
Beautiful.
You.
Beautiful. I'll give you one, John, and this actually happened to somebody we knew. And I don't know today if the guy'd go to prison who did this or not, but he came home, and he had a carport with an entry from the carport into his house, and he sees a guy breaking into his house, and the guy has got his head and shoulders in the window. He hits the gas and just plows into his own house and kills the guy.
No.
Because he pulls in the house, and it's obvious this guy's breaking in, so he just ran his car into him and killed him.
That's awesome.
I think it's fantastic. I agree. John, anything else?
No, sir. I just want to tell you, I just love your show, and you're the only reason I turn off my satellite radio.
Wow.
Well, that's a beautiful thing to know. Thank you, John.
All right. Have a good day. Thank you.
And I'm actually a fan of satellite radio. I've said that before. If you're on the road, it's a great companion. Charlie, I hope, is up next, and then hopefully before long we'll get this malfunction fixed. Charlie, you there?
I'm here.
How are you?
I'm good. AM and the PM?
Thank you for that.
Hallelujah. And when I heard... I've listened to you for years, and I've never called your show. So when I heard Walter Brennan's name, I had to call you. I used to work for Walter Brennan on his cattle ranch in northeastern Oregon.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Hang on here.
Yeah.
Hang on.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was a young guy in college. My uncle lived in Joseph, Oregon. He knew Walter Brennan, and every summer I'd go out there and work. One summer for the Forestry Service, and then two summers I worked for him. And he would come in town and do his little skits for us. And he didn't sound quite as dramatic as he did in his shows, but he was 6'4". I mean, he was a big man.
Wow, he didn't look that way at all.
No. What? Hold on here. Walter Brennan was 6'4"?
I'm 6'2", and he was a little bit taller than I was.
Wow.
Yeah. Man, I never knew that.
Yeah, big guy. And it was really fun. I mean, it was just memories that you know, I tell my kids about it, and they think I'm making it up.
Well, they don't. They can't even begin to know. Look, it's like peon. I try to say, you know, you'll never really understand who this person was because, John, you tell me if you agree or not, or Charlie. But I don't think we have anybody in the movies that's the equivalent of Walter Brennan or Wilford Brimley or, you know, these real characters. That
Google says he was 5'11".
I couldn't agree more.
Now,
I
mean, Google, he just...
of a kind.
You know, I'm sorry, your name is Charlie.
Charlie.
My screen doesn't work. Charlie, Peon just looked up the bio on Brennan. It says he's 5'11". Were you drinking when you worked for him? Were you drunk a lot?
Yeah.
A lot of times ranchers drink a lot.
Yeah.
No, he's
maybe he was bigger than life to me. I don't know, but it was sure, it was special when he came in town because he wasn't always there. His son ran the ranch.
All right, and, now, was he a nice guy?
Very nice, yes.
All right, would you do me a favor? Because sometimes what happens is we do things on the show and people accuse us of, like, faking it or making stuff up. You heard a little bit of the interview that I did. Would you just confirm that that actually was Walter Brennan?
Absolutely.
Wow. That's all I need.
Because I know there'll be doubters. There'll be doubters. Well, Charlie, thank you. What a great, what a great experience.
It really was. It was fun. It was great to hear you talk about him. And as you pointed out, no one now knows who Walter Brennan is. He's well forgotten.
A few of us old codgers do. And anybody who's a big fan of old movies, you can't miss him. He was in so many.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, man, thank you for the call.
Yeah, thanks very much.
Thanks for listening.
All right, Ron is up next.
All right. Ron, how are you?
Frank, I'm in the AM and the PM.
That's the way to do it.
I already cleared this through Dan. Ian, don't be a hater, but I can't believe I'm asking this, Frank.
What?
But I want to hear Walter Brennan in The Untouchables doing Capone.
Why would I hate on something like that, Ron?
So you want to hear Brennan doing Connery's part?
Yes. And as a bad guy, you know. You said he couldn't be a bad guy. I just want to hear him. How would he get Capone?
I'd go for that.
All right. Let me see what I can do. I'll let you hang up and just savor what you're about to hear.
Thanks.
All right. Thank you, man. Well, let's see. It would probably sound something like this.
They put one of yours in the hospital. No, I'm sorry. I got messed it up. I got to start over. They put a knife. You put a gun. They put one of yours in the hospital. You put one of theirs in the morgue. That's a Chicago way, and that's how you get Capone.
Wow. I like that version better.
I think they ought to remake it and dub his voice in there.
All right, Barb is up next.
I think I got my screen back. Hold on. Cross your fingers. I show John, so Dan, pick it up with Barb. Barb, how are you?
Fine. How is it going?
It's going great.
I can't even top anything like Walter Brennan.
But well, who
let
could?
Me tell you guys something. I have to start this with how long I've been listening. I started listening when I first married my husband, and he told me to quit listening to the radio station I was listening to because there was a guy coming up from the basement.
That was me. That was me.
Yeah. And I don't know, I got married in 84. So my son's been burning some CDs for me.
Mm-hmm.
And Leonard Skinner and Bob Seger, and he didn't get them in the mail in time. And he said, I found something else I think you were going to want. And I said, you had everything on my list that you did. You know, and he said, no. He said, this was called Songs That Would Make My Mother Ashamed of Me.
Really?
And it's by Terry Daly.
Goodness. That was Terry's CD, absolutely.
Yeah. No,
remember that.
That was his CD.
Yep.
Yeah, songs I didn't know that was the name of it.
Did you hear the songs?
No, he hasn't mailed it to me.
Okay. Well, when you hear them, you'll be ashamed of Terry.
Yeah.
No, they're pretty funny. It's a good CD. You'll enjoy
because
it.
Those were so funny when he was doing those. But I didn't even know they were around still.
Well, they're not really around. That one is around, and you're lucky to have it. But you'll enjoy it.
I will. Thank you.
All right. Barb, thank you.
Okay.
Thanks
Bye-bye.
For listening. Don, I think my screen's working.
Yep.
Don should be next. Hello, Don.
Hi, guys. How's everything going?
It's going
good,
great.
Don.
Good day.
Hey, we're AM and PM.
Of course
here
you are. All the best people are. What can we do for
you? I wanted to talk a little bit about the Oscars, of all things, from 59, and I kept flipping back to it Sunday. And what I noticed out of it, you're right about the MC. I thought he would have been just a little more edgy, but it just looked like nobody was having fun there.
No, I couldn't agree with you more. I think it was one of the most just sort of bland. It wasn't horrible, but there was no real. You need that one or those one or two things that happened that just came out of nowhere.
I think the Academy makes it stuffy.
Yeah, but the Academy can't control once you're on the stage what you do.
But if you want to come back again, you have to almost toe the line there.
No,
I
disagree. I think if you do it right and you shock without disgusting people, it'll cause so much buzz they'll want you back. I think what they don't want is what Don's talking about. Just sort of, he's kind of going through
mediocre.
It.
Mediocre.
Yeah,
well,
I agree.
During that song, I guess the blonde from Titanic. she looked like she had this look on her face that she was insulted by the song, and that, you know, it looked like...
And that was Charlize Theron. I think you told me.
Oh, was it? Like,
yeah, because
like,
when he sang about...
They're saying that about me or whatever.
We saw your boobs, and they cut to her, and she looked disgusted.
Exactly.
A listener named Tom sent me an email, and he said that was edited in... from another, in other words, they laid that in. That wasn't a live shot to her with that reaction. But if that's the case, what was the point of it?
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, the other thing is Daytona 500. I agree with you on NASCAR, and for some reason, here again, I was flipping around the TV, and I kept watching it to see what she would do. And what I thought was interesting is at the end, when they interviewed her, it looked like she wanted to say a lot more than what she was saying.
Now she may have.
It just sounded like she mentioned something about, you know, especially going around at half throttle. I just took away from it that her handlers were trying to keep her back to maybe not let her go full out and crash or something or do something. It looked like she felt like she had a car that she could have got to the front, stayed at the front, and won the race, and that somebody, you know, in her group was not letting her do it. And I just took away from it that she wanted to say more about it, but of course she couldn't.
Hey, don't ever doubt for a minute that there's stuff we'll never know that controls a lot of this stuff. And it's very possible that they could have said to her, look, Danica, and they laid out for her why in the whole scheme of things it would not be a good thing to win. It'll be better for your career. I don't doubt that for a minute.
Well, she just looked like she had the car, and she just looked like she wanted to say more.
Yeah, well, maybe down the road. Thank you, Don.
Bye, guys.
I got a lot of calls, and it kills me that I have to take a break. But I don't mind taking this break because this is something I'm doing that I'm more than happy to do. And you're actually going to be glad I did it, too, because if you've never been to a Meanies and you go there because of this show, you're going to say to yourself, how can I ever thank that show for introducing me to a Meanies? Well, there are ways to do that. You can send checks. You can cash.
Yep.
You can come by the station, leave us a gift. You could go to a car dealer and buy a car. Clear title. Call us and say it's there waiting for you in your name. There are a lot of ways you can thank us for things. But you'll want to thank us for a Meanies. A Meanies, let's put it this way. When you're a kid and you have to go with your parents to, some stuffy department store or something. You remember how miserable you were?
Oh, my goodness.
Get me out of here. I mean... this is a store that is the exact opposite of that. I don't care if you have your great-grandfather with you or your little bitty kids with you, everybody in between. There's no way that everybody in your family, if you all go to a Meanies, is not going to be blown away by this store. And I know there are other places that sell pool tables, and there are other places that sell nice rugs, and there are places to buy lighting, but... this is the only place I've ever seen that has the inventory that it has, which makes it indescribable. You can't label a Meanies. You just have to say, wow, what a fantastic store. And I said before, there are really only two things they don't carry. They do not carry, and when I say electronics, I mean TVs, cell phones, computers. They don't sell that. And they don't sell appliances. You're not going to go to a Meanies, buy a washer and dryer or refrigerator. Other than that, they've got a lot of really cool stuff. And none of it is junk. Some of it is very expensive. And should be. Because of the way it's made. And lots of it is very affordable. All price ranges. Pinball machines, electronic dartboards, foosball table, shuffleboard table, pool table. I mean... And for the people who, for whatever reason, never went in because they look at the Copper Dome and go, wow, I wonder what's in there. Don't wonder. Just go in. They'd love to have you come in. Walk the place. Go upstairs and check that Jaffe lighting display out. It's incredible. We've already picked out our new dining room light. We're going to do it this spring or summer. And, you know, we're no different than most other people. You kind of pick and choose what you're going to spend and when you're going to spend it, but we already found it. We found it the minute we walked upstairs. My wife and I both looked at one fixture and went, oh my goodness, that's the fixture that we've never seen anything like it. And it wasn't like that's the one we've been looking for. We've never seen anything like it before. That's a Meanies. You're going to have a great time at Amini's. Be sure you tell them you're AM and the PM. They're down in Chesterfield Valley, Boone's Crossing exit off Highway 40, A-M-I-N-I-S, Amini's.com.
Let's get a look at traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Well, it does look like there is an accident or some kind of incident. It's got the exit partially blocked on westbound 64, getting off at Clayton Road, Clayton Watson there. Also, we have slow traffic on southbound 270, Manchester through Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 64 still looks pretty good as you make your way towards the Poplar Street Bridge. If you are traveling west on Highway 70, you are going to slow up at the Blanchette Bridge from about the Earth City Expressway. And this traffic report is brought to you by Sonic. When hunger strikes, fight back with Sonic's new spicy jumbo popcorn chicken and sweet potato tots. All white meat, bite-sized spicy chicken, and hot, crispy, poppable tots give you cravings and a 1-2 punch of spicy and sweet. Try them with very spicy and creamy chipotle dipping sauces at Sonic. With your Golden Oak Lending traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on the Carney Show.
Hey, crew, Carney here. Join me for the Tuesday night edition. We'll give you the second installment of McGrogatory Remarks in advance of our roast Saturday nights. The closest he's coming to it, by the way. Also, Restaurant Tuesday coming your way. Lewis and Clark Restaurant Inn. George Mayhew talks it over with us about restaurant news. And Chris Breen on technology. See you at 9.
The Carney Show, weeknights from 9 till midnight on the Big 550 KTRS.
St. Louis Closet Company can truly help you create a place for everything in your home. Call today at 314-781-9000 to schedule your free in-home estimate. St. Louis Closet Company, 314-781-9000.
New Quaker State Defy Motor Oil stops up to 98% of future engine wear based on the industry standard sequence 4A wear test. Learn more at quakerstate.com.
All right, here's the offer, and it's a good one. It's very simple. You probably have credit cards. Many of you have credit cards that weren't issued by First Community Credit Union. My credit card is from First Community. My debit card is from First Community. So here's the deal. You take that credit card, and you go to First Community Credit Union, and you open a First Community Credit Union credit card. That balance will be transferred, and you will pay 0% interest on that balance, that transferred balance, for an entire year. Here's the other thing. Any purchases you make on your new First Community Credit Union credit card, you will only pay 3.99% on those purchases till the end of this year. We still have over 10 months left in this year, so there's a lot of time to take advantage of that great low rate. I'm telling you, when I say we all do our banking at First Community, not a sales pitch, not something somebody wrote for us to say, we actually do. First Community Credit Union, it is a terrific place to bank. FirstCommunity.com. Stick around. Don't go away. 4 o'clock. Big 5.